was a tune called Kentucky Romp. That was a Hamilton County Bluegrass band with me playing banjo, and that was named for the Romp Festival held in Owensboro, Kentucky each year, the River of Music Party, and that is a great festival. We were going to be going to that in 2008, and I thought I'd write an instrumental that would sort of be able to be played there with some reference to it. And do you like the electric bass break in that? Oh, very interesting. I hope you did. Well, today's program is going to be about the music that's influenced me on my life. Just the various artists. Sometimes it's a song, sometimes it's an artist, or sometimes it's a person, and I'm playing their music that's influenced me. This is, of course, apart from all the members of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, who have been a huge influence and a huge encouragement for all the music that we've played over the years. But we're going to just feature people that you've probably heard on the program before, but I just would like to acknowledge them. And the first bluegrass album that I ever heard was Flat and Scruggs Live at Carnegie Hall, recorded late 1962, released in 1963. And my friend Alan Rhodes, his mum, bought this record from the World Record Club because she knew we liked bluegrass music, and this is what we heard when we put it on the turntable. I can still hardly believe it.
Standing on the corner with a low-down blues, a great big hole in the bottom of my shoe.
Let me be your sword dog. Let me be your sword dog, or I'm gonna be your man at all. Let me be your sword dog.
Now look here, Sal, I know you run down stocking and I woo out you.
Let me be your solid dog. Let me be your solid dog, or I won't be your man at all. Let me be your solid dog.
I would set no log, finger on trigger now the hog.
Let me be your solid dog. Let me be your solid dog, or I won't be your man at all. Let me be your solid dog.
Pulled trigger and the gun said go. Shot fell over in Mexico.
Let me be your solid dog. Let me be your solid dog, or I won't be your man at all. Let me be your solid dog.
Oh, we were just so excited when we heard that sound. We could hardly comprehend just how they were making it, and obviously had to work hard on our playing and started collecting as much bluegrass music as we could, which is pretty rare around New Zealand. And we found out about county sales in New York and imported some albums from David Freeman there. And but we found one album that was bluegrass tailor-made and featured Earl Taylor and his Bluegrass Mountaineers. And I've in more recent years found out that just about everything written on the album was incorrect. It was actually Earl Taylor, Jim McCall, and the Stony Mountain Boys were a Baltimore-based band, and they had a totally different approach to bluegrass music from what Flat and Scruggs did, and that really surprised us. In particular, the banjo playing of Walter Hensley, definitely a Scruggs-style fanatic, because albums, he recorded quite a few Earl Scruggs type banjo tunes, but just the way he drove it and just kept it going. And I'd like to play you one of the tracks from that album that we really used to enjoy listening to, and in fact we did as our part of our band. Our mandolin player David called us, sang lead in this, played mandolin, and I tried to emulate the banjo playing of Walter Hensley. It's a tune called Little Maggie. Earl Taylor, Jim McCall, and the Stony Mountain Boys.
Over yonder stand little Maggie, the dram glass in her hand. She's drinking down her trouble and courting another man. That sparkling like two diamonds, like two diamonds in the sky. Oh, how can I ever stand it to see those two blue eyes? That's going away to leave me like two diamonds in the sky. Pretty flowers are made by blooming, pretty stars are made to shine. Pretty girls are made for marrying, little Maggie was made for mine. Oh, the last time I saw little Maggie on the banks of the blue sea, she had pistols around her body and a banjo on her knees.
Well, isn't that a driving version of the old song Little Maggie? It's a little different to the way Lester and Earl did it, I think, on the Vanderbilt University album. But we got to find out there was a whole repertoire of bluegrass music where people sort of did the standard songs as well as ones that they introduced into the genre. Going back to Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys at Carnegie Hall, who can forget that wonderful version of Flint Hill Special that Earl did there. And I heard him using those benders on the strings, and I thought, man, that's something that I got to get for my banjo. And I had an old Gibson RB100, and with the help of a friend, we bought some those old benders that went in between the tuning pegs and put them onto the banjo. Anyway, I never got to play it like Earl did, but this is how Earl did the Flint Hill Special.
Thank you so much. You're really wonderful. Here's Earl Scruggs now with the old five string, where he does a little bit of tuning and a whole lot of picking. Goes like this.
Thank you.
just absolutely masterful playing there, and that just wowed me, and did my best to try and sound like that, but it never quite made it, I'm afraid. Well, as I said, we kept collecting albums. We still had never seen a bluegrass band play, but we listened pretty closely to those live concerts, and the live albums from Flatt & Scruggs and also from the Dillards really captured us, just the way they presented the music as much as anything else. And we certainly took that into our embryo bluegrass band and sort of copied lots of the things that they did. But there was a song on the Dillards Live Almost album that stayed with us right through the years. It's been a wonderful song. I think it's one of the best that they ever wrote. It's a song called There Is a Time. We recorded it way back in on our very first album in 1967, but we also recorded it in our 2016 album, and it's just been a wonderful song. We played it at the opening of the Waikato Museum exhibition on the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. We actually played it at Colleen Trendwith's funeral at the beginning of this year. It's been a wonderful song. Thank you to Rodney and the Dillards. Here is their version of There Is a Time.
There is a time for love and laughter. The days will pass like summer storms. The winter wind will follow after. But there is love and love is warm. There is a time for us to wander. When time is young and so are we. The woods are greener over yonder. The path is new, the world is free. The time when leaves are falling, the woods are gray, the paths are old. The snow will come when geese are calling. You need a fire against the cold. There is a time for us to wander. When time is young and so are we. The woods are greener over yonder. The path is new, the world is free. You're roaming in the springtime, and you'll find your love in the summer sun. The frost will come and bring the harvest, and you can sleep when day is done. There is a time for us to wander. When time is young and so are we. The woods are greener over yonder. The path is new, the world is free. The path is new, the world is free.
We owe an enormous debt to the Dillards because of their source of material, both in their early albums and in their later albums. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band just really loved the Dillards' music and their approach to bluegrass music. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenrith, and I'm just reminiscing over some of the early influences in my bluegrass music life. I'm delighted to say this show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, big music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this show comes from. And they were an influence in my early music life too, because I bought my first five-string banjo from them way back in the 1960s. And they're still there. They've still got banjos that I can't afford anymore, and some wonderful guitars and a great range of musical accessories and all the things that you could want, strings and picks and books and everything you want. Go in and see Shearer's Music Works and they'll help you out. Always give you something to help your music along. And what am I going to do now? I'm going to play a real live influence on the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band now, and that's when we brought Mike Seeger, the American musician, out to New Zealand to be part of the 1969 Banjo Pickers Convention. And Hamilton County Bluegrass Band got to play a lot of music with Mike, and he was hugely instructive to us. He helped Colleen with the fiddle playing, he helped David with his mandolin playing, he certainly helped me with my banjo playing, helped Lindsay with his bass playing, he helped Alan with his guitar playing, we sang together, we did harmonies, and he seemed to enjoy playing with us, and we certainly enjoyed playing with him. And here is a tune from one of the concerts at the 1969 Banjo Pickers Convention, Hamilton County Bluegrass Band with Mike Seeger. A tune called Give Me That Old Time Music.
Give me that old time music, give me that old time music, give me that old time music, it's good enough for me.
They pick it on the mandolin, but they pick it on the mandolin, that's good enough for me.
Give me that old time music, give me that old time music, give me that old time music, it's good enough for me.
They play it on the dobro, yes, they play it on the dobro. They play it on the dobro, and it's good enough for me.
Now they played it on the bass, yes, they played it on the bass. They played it on the bass, and it's good enough for me.
That was very, very much a live recording at the concert. You can sort of hear the thumping and the bashing going on, a few comments in the background. And but we had a lot of fun playing music with Mike Seeger. We never really realized at the time what a big influence he had been on bluegrass music in the USA. He was one of the first people to record the bands live at various parks around the place when they came to do a concert on a Sunday afternoon or a Saturday afternoon. Mike often turned up there with his tape recorder. He was a recording engineer and a big enthusiast, and he, along with Jeremy Foster, used to record all these bands, the Stanley Brothers, Flat and Scruggs, Bill Monroe, Reno and Smiley, and all those great bands. And Mike brought out some of those recordings to me and gave them to me, and we analysed those and listened to them, and that really helped our music. He also put together one of the first bluegrass albums, and that's one called Mountain Music Bluegrass Style, where he recorded a whole bunch of bands working around the Baltimore area, which is around where Mike lived. And the notes on the album say, this classic Folkways reissue, originally released in 1959, features unforgettable performances by a whole bunch of musicians listed there, recorded, edited, and annotated by Mike Seeger. We owe him a big debt, and he was a wonderful support Hamilton County. I'm going to play one of those tracks from that Mountain Music Bluegrass style album, and this is from Bob Baker and the Pike County Boys, and it's a tune called Feast Here Tonight, or sometimes called Rabbit in the Log. And Hamilton County loved the way Bob Baker did this tune, and we copied it pretty faithfully, and it's part of a movie that you can see online if you go to YouTube and look up Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. In the early years, you see us doing our version of Bob Baker's Feast Here Tonight. Have a listen.
All right, here's another old timer we like to do for you. We like to do it especially for all the little kids called Rabbit in the Log.
Mountain Music Bluegrass style album recorded by Mike Seeger. That was Bob Baker and the Pike County Boys. Bill Clifton was also an artist that whose music I really enjoyed, and he was a great friend of Mike Seeger's. They did a lot of work together, they played music together, they socialized, and all that sort of thing. Bill Clifton was an unusual guy. He was from a wealthy family, and which is why he took up the name Bill Clifton, because his parents were rather embarrassed about the fact that he played what they considered to be hillbilly music. But Bill was a very serious student of old-time music and bluegrass music, and helped many of the early bands with various aspects of their music and their presentation. And I bought some Bill Clifton albums and really enjoyed his music. And we had him in New Zealand at the 1970 Banjo Pickers Convention, the year after Mike Seeger was here. And Hamilton County worked with Bill. We recorded an album with him. He was an absolutely delightful gentleman. And we became good friends. In fact, we stayed with his family when they lived in England, and we visited them there in 1971, and we've also visited him in the USA at various places where he's been living. This album is called The Code of the Mountains, Bill Clifton and his Dixie Mountain Boys with five-string banjo. And his backing band on this recording included his friend Mike Seeger, who played a mixture of guitar or auto harp or banjo, Paul and Ray Justice, the Justice Brothers, who both played fiddle, and Bill loved the sound of twin fiddles on his album. And the rest of the band was country gentlemen who were friends of Bill's from Washington, D.C. Charlie Waller on guitar and vocals, Eddie Adcock on banjo and vocals, John Duffy on mandolin and vocals, and Tom Gray on bass and vocals. Pretty good band. And we got to hear a song called Roll the Cotton Down.
Away down south where I was born, and roll the cotton down. I used to work from night to morn,
and roll the cotton down.
So we'll roll the cotton down, my boys, we'll roll the cotton down.
It's not so many miles from here to Mobile town.
Hitch the horses to the cart and watch the wheels roll round.
While the sun is roaring high above, we'll roll the cotton down.
It's then we work from morn till night,
and roll the cotton down.
So we'll roll the cotton down, my boys, we'll roll the cotton down.
It's not so many miles from here to Mobile town.
Hitch the horses to the cart and watch the wheels roll round.
While the sun is rolling high above, we'll roll the cotton down.
We roll the cotton down,
and then to town to make our sales,
and roll the cotton down.
So we'll roll the cotton down, my boys, we'll roll the cotton down.
It's not so many miles from here to Mobile town.
Hitch the horses to the cart and watch the wheels roll round.
While the sun is rolling high above, we'll roll the cotton down.
In the sun,
oh, roll the cotton down.
It's good times when the picking's done,
and roll the cotton down.
So we'll roll the cotton down, my boys, we'll roll the cotton down.
It's not so many miles from here to Mobile town.
Hitch the horses to the cart and watch the wheels roll round.
While the sun is rolling high, well, we'll roll the cotton down.
So we'll roll the cotton down, my boys, we'll roll. So we'll roll the cotton down, my boys, we'll roll.
That's Bill Clifton with the country gentleman, Charlie Waller's distinctive bass voice there, and John Duffy's distinctive tenor in there. It's wonderful to hear them playing together. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm reminiscing about some of the early influences on my bluegrass music, and just things that I enjoy about the music, I guess. We had the Dillards on earlier doing the song There Is a Time. Doug Dillard's version of Dixie Breakdown, their Don Reno tune, was just amazing, and the hours that I spent trying to put those licks together. Well, let's just hear them. I don't know how we did it, really. I don't know if I ever got to play as fast as Doug Dillard did or as clean as Doug Dillard did, but we used to perform this tune, and it was always a good fun tune to play. The Dillards with Dixie Breakdown.
Thank you.
The Dillards with Dixie Breakdown. Man, that's a great tune. And I listen to it now and I'm just amazed. It's one of the most exciting days of my life when I got to meet Doug Dillard at Owensboro in 2008. And we got to meet Rodney and talk to them just a little bit. And they were delighted to meet the group from New Zealand that had been recording some of their songs. I'm not quite sure when I became aware of Doyle Lawson. I think it was when he joined the Country Gentlemen about 1972. And I always enjoyed his contributions to the Country Gentlemen's music. He was such a great mandolin player, such a clean player, very tidy, and loved his singing. And then when he put together a group called Quicksilver, well, I was absolutely hooked. I loved the gospel music that he did. I have an embarrassing amount of Doyle Lawson albums, both vinyl albums and CDs, and I've just really followed his music and I always enjoy what he does. And this album is called Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, Heavenly Treasures. And I need to call out who's playing on it. Doyle Lawson does vocals, mandolin, and a little bit of fiddle. Terry Borkham does vocals. He does the wonderful bass vocals, plays banjo and a little bit of fiddle. Jimmy Haley is doing vocals with guitar, and Randy Graham vocals and bass. And they had Mike Aldridge playing pedal steel on just a couple of tunes too. And this was a wonderful album. Just as an aside, a lot of the music I'm playing today is coming off vinyl albums, so I'm digging deep into my collection. But I'm going to play two tracks from the Heavenly Treasures album for you from Doyle Lawson. The first one is Lay Your Burdens at the Feet of Jesus, and the second one is a tune called My Rock. My Rock is one that I've done with my boys, and it's a great song to do unaccompanied. I do the lining out, and the boys do all the hard work on the harmonies and the repeats. And we learned that from Doyle Lawson. Wonderful gentleman and a great contributor to my enjoyment of bluegrass music. Let's listen to them.
At the feet of Jesus, let him bear your heavy load. He will lead you through the lonesome valley as you travel on life's road. Lay your burdens at the Savior's feet, your burdens at the feet of Jesus, lay your burdens at his feet. Feet of Jesus, lay your burdens at his feet. Trust his promises and doubt him never. He's a sure and precious friend. Let his will be gladly, praise him ever. Lay your burdens at his feet. Burdens at the feet of Jesus, lay your burdens at his feet. Lay your burdens at the Savior's feet, your burdens at the feet of Jesus, lay your burdens at his feet. Feet of Jesus, lay your burdens at his feet. Lay your burdens at the Savior's feet, your burdens at the feet of Jesus, lay your burdens at his feet. Lay your burdens at his feet.
My rock,
my rock,
my shield,
my shield,
my Jesus,
my Jesus
is real.
He's real.
I can feel
I
him,
can feel
deep within,
deeper than my soul. Whoa, whoa.
One day,
you
save my soul,
you save my soul.
And he made,
me free and whole.
My Lord,
he's real,
I can feel him in my soul.
of night.
One night,
I repented.
I fell down on my bended knees.
I cried, Lord,
have mercy.
Won't you save my soul
from sin?
Well, I'm a walking,
but not alone.
Because I'm headed
straight for home.
My Lord,
he's real.
I can feel him
in my soul.
My rock,
my shield,
my Jesus is real.
I can feel him
deep within
my soul. Whoa.
One day,
save my soul,
and he made me free and whole.
My Lord,
he's real.
I can feel him in my soul.
Come to Jesus.
Repent.
Get your feet on the solid rock.
He's the one
who can help you.
He will hear you
when you cry. It's Jesus,
our Savior.
He's my friend and my faithful guide.
My Lord,
He's real.
He
will lead you to the other side.
My rock.
My shield.
My Jesus is real.
He's real.
I can feel him
deep within
my soul. Whoa.
One day.
He saved my soul.
And he made me free and whole.
My Lord,
He's real.
I can feel him in my soul.
My Lord,
He's real.
I can feel him in my soul.
Oh, just beautiful. Just love the music. Just love what Dor Lawson was doing there with Quicksilver. Oh, I'm having a great time here. I guess you can imagine that. Big influence on my banjo playing was a man called Bill Emerson. We've heard him lots of times on this program because he's always got a good tune there. And I couldn't do the program without playing some Bill Emerson music. And this is a tune called Red Wings. And it's been one that's still in my repertoire. I've listened closely to Bill and I play it a little bit like him. It's such a great tune. And he really laid out how to play banjo, nice and clear and straightforward, a little bit of bounce, get your notes nicely, you always hear the melody, things that he learned from Earl Scruggs, I know. Here he is playing the old tune Red Wings. And playing the tune Red Wings. Wonderful stuff. Big shout out to all the people listening on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand and Radio Access stations throughout Canada, Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA. Thank you very much for tuning in to whenever it's played in your neck of the woods. And all the people who are tuning in on podcasts, I really appreciate you doing that. we get a list of the number of downloads that has happened on each show, and there's a whole bunch of you that are tuning in, and I really enjoy knowing that the show is going all around the world, and different people are enjoying my take on bluegrass music. And this show, I'm having a bit of a reminisce of the influences that I've had in bluegrass music, and let's get on with it. Earl Taylor, we played him in the show before. Well, it was their version of Uncle Penn that our band followed. We'd heard a little bit of Mel Monroe music, but his music was hard to get out here, and I didn't have much. The first album of Bill's I got was a gospel one, The Voice from On High, and it was a long time before I heard Bill Monroe do Uncle Penn. But we heard Earl Taylor or Jim McCall and the Stony Mountain Boys do it, and we thought that was a great song, and we've been doing it in our concerts ever since. Here they are doing Uncle Penn, Benny Martin playing fiddle.
Would come from far away, nights all night till the break of day, when the caller holler, do-si-do, then it was time for him to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on a hill and above the town, Uncle Penn played a fiddle on how it rang. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. An old tune called Soldier Joy, and an old tune he called a Boston Boy. The greatest of all was Jenny Lynn, and me, that's when the fiddle began. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on a hill and above the town, Uncle Penn played a fiddle on how it rang. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Forget that mournful day when Uncle Penn was called away. Hung up his fiddle and he hung up his bow, and it was time for him to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on a hill and above the town, Uncle Penn played the fiddle on how it rang. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Oh, that's been a great tune for Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. We've played it a lot, and the fiddle players have always get a good workout on it. A surprise influence on my music was John Hartford. I first heard him when I went to the USA in 1971, and he was playing with Norman Blake and Tut Taylor and Vassar Clements, and I just really enjoyed his approach to music. And he was the one who taught me that when you're writing a song, you can fit any number of words into a line that you like, really. He had a lovely approach to music, quite different from the regular bluegrass approach. In fact, I'm not sure that I'd entirely call him bluegrass music. But here he is from the Morning Bugle album, playing a tune called Streetcar.
Streetcar ain't going too fast, headed for the schoolyard. Streetcar, streetcar, coming in last. Bang along that track, ain't working too hard. Sitting on the sandbox, pretend I'm in control. Back and forth across the county riding. Stopping in the morning dew to watch the sun come up. then it'll catch down at the side room. Streetcar, making me late, digging me down on the levee. Streetcar, with your precious freight. Damn, your load, it must be heavy. Straining every timber as you're plunging through the woods. Listen to your windows almost breaking. Whistling down the bottom, then up to Clayton Road. Gotta stop, pull up, pick up some little old lady. Streetcar, wasn't you fine? Then we played so hard. Streetcar, all down the line, headed for the schoolyard. Give me that old streetcar and that cinder box of pine, where I can climb aboard to be playing so hard. Streetcar, wasn't you fine? Headed for the schoolyard. Coming so slow, headed for the schoolyard. Southbound, anywhere you go, bang along that track and work into car.
This is Jimmy Anderson, a picker from across the pond in Friendship, Tennessee. You are listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, my favorite bluegrass show, with host Paul Trenwith.
Yeah, thanks very much, Jimmy, for that introduction. I hope you enjoyed that John Hartford track. He had a totally different approach to the rhythm. He really got a groove going there. And he was with Norman Blake and Dave Holland playing bass. Well, one of my favourite singers has been Claire Lynch. I really enjoy her music. She has a wonderful approach to it, selects wonderful songs, and always puts together a great band sound. Here's one of my favourites. It's Sweetheart, Darling of Mine.
I remember the day saw you, we'd have a love for all time. Now year after year, it's still this life has to offer, or just what tomorrow will hold. But I know this old world will keep spinning, and together someday we'll grow old. Every evening the stars will keep burning, every morning the sun will still shine, just as
Well, thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed going through some of this music with me as I've been reminiscing about the influences on my music. Tune in again next week. See ya.